Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao. The Scott County Attorney's Office has decided that the deadly shooting of a man by a police officer in Bettendorf last February was legally justified. Officer Zachary Gish shot 49-year-old Brian Scott four times after police were called to respond to a domestic dispute between Scott and his ex-girlfriend. In body camera footage and a 911 call of the incident, Scott's ex-girlfriend says he threatened to kill her and himself. First Assistant County Attorney Amy Devine said the footage shows Scott fired a gun at officers first.
Brian Scott fired his weapon first, and then it was Officer Gish who had to fire his duty weapon. Once somebody has fired his weapon at officers, he has left him no choice but to fire. A taser isn't going to do anything to somebody who's firing a gun at officers.
Gish is back on patrol for the Bettendorf Police Department after being put on administrative leave during the investigation. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will expand capacity limits at businesses and social gatherings beginning next Friday, citing improved COVID metrics along with vaccine uptake and availability. Hannah Meisel has more.
Pritzker says restaurants, bars, and many other types of businesses are on track to a full reopening, likely in mid-June. Before then, Illinois will move to a so-called bridge phase on May 11th. Businesses and social gatherings will see expanded capacity limits until COVID restrictions are entirely lifted 4 weeks later. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike said with a third of Illinois' population fully vaccinated and the state's COVID positivity rate again on the decline, reopening is a safe move.
We can project that we shouldn't see, you know, a significant spike if the current circumstances, you know, remain the same.
But even when Illinois does reach a full reopening, Pritzker says masks will still be required in public places per CDC guidelines. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Iowa House Republicans and Democrats have voted to advance a tax plan that would speed up income tax cuts, expand child care tax credits, and exempt pandemic relief grants from state income taxes. Katarina Sestarek reports this comes as Republican legislative leaders still haven't agreed with each other on a path forward for tax changes.
Democratic Representative Chuck Eisenhart of Dubuque says Democrats can support this tax plan because it's not the same as the bill promoted by Senate Republicans and Governor Kim Reynolds. Their bill would phase out payments to local governments known as the backfill and use that money to shift mental health funding from county property taxes to the state. Eisenhart says he doesn't support those changes at this time.
And I agree with Speaker Grassley that we have not really considered all the ramifications of what that might be.
Democrats said they also support provisions that would give tax breaks to food banks and first responders. I'm Katarina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
In the forecast, it's cloudy this morning with a chance of scattered showers. Clouds should clear by this afternoon with a high of 65. Chilly tonight, overnight lows dipping down to 35 degrees. Looking forward to the weekend, it should be cold and rainy. Thunderstorms possible throughout Saturday and Sunday. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao.